Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When I made my final vows, I was in Chicago, and it was the night that Chicago won the Stanley Cup for the first time. The winning goal was hit sometime in the middle of communion, so a sort of dull roar could be heard on the inside of the church, but we were all distracted. We didn't know what was going on, so we came out the front door at the end of the procession, which opened right onto Ashland Avenue. And there were people everywhere, and cars were honking their horns. Traffic was stopped up, people running up and down the street in celebration. And my niece, who is about 4 at the time, tugs my hand, and she says, "Uncle, is this all for you?" It's impossible to be a passive spectator at a parade. The whole design of the operation is meant to bring you into the throng. Even if you don't wind up walking the whole route, people are shouting and singing and cheering, and it's very clear that you're supposed to, too. I suppose you could not. You could sort of pout in the background, but we'd all know exactly what you were doing. The protest itself shows that this is designed to be a participatory event. The people in the middle maybe do something, represent us in a way that the others don't, but we're all a part of the parade. There's a reason that the church begins this week of weeks with a parade, a procession, not simply a movement from there to here, from hall to church, or even from nave to sanctuary. It's a movement from one time, one space, one way of being to a different time and a different space and a different way of doing. We do this all the time, somewhat naturally, when we go to the theater, whether for a movie or for a play, right? The buildings are designed, much like churches, to look different than every other building. The lights go down so that you're in a different world, and then the lights up front come up and show you that something new is happening. You're not meant to be a passive spectator. You're meant to be an active and engaged participant. We move together from here to there in life. We process together through the days and the weeks and the month of the years and the months of years that we come to know each other in Christ, some better, some worse, some richer, some poorer, some holier, some of us just banged around a little bit. But the reason that we do this in a special way on Palm Sunday and at the Feast of the Presentation is because every week when we start at the door and come up, that's us moving to God. But today, in an especial way, God comes to meet us. He comes into our city, walks in our streets among us, his people. And so we turn, as one does naturally in a parade, and we cast down our coats, and we lift up the branches, and we start cheering. On Thursday, there will be another procession. The Blessed Sacrament, the enduring presence of the Lord, constantly burning bright to remind us of God's role in our lives, is for a time taken. But before he disappears, the Lord passes through our midst and invites us to come along for the ride. If we do, then on Friday we'll find ourselves in another procession, another parade, this one for a funeral. And we will press our lips to the wood of the cross as surely as we're at the coffin of our most beloved friend. And if we stay, if we manage through all that, then we will come on Saturday to a final procession, one led by a pillar of fire and a cloud of great smoke, heralding God's presence before, behind, with, through, and in his people, manifest most perfectly in Christ Jesus. Because, friends, if this week we have the courage to die with him, then surely together we will rise with him.